Let's pray. Let's pray together. Loving God. Loving God. We are yours, and we thank you. We thank you for your magnificence, for the fact that you have flung the stars and the galaxies, that you are everything. You are every time. You are majesty. And yet you know everything about us. How many hairs we have on our heads. And the thoughts that go on in our hearts. And so what we do this day during this time of prayer is just to open our hearts up to you. It's not easy to do. But we know that when we do that, you enter in and change and transform and clean us out and start us over again. You redeem and restore and forgive. And we thank you. We could not live without you. We could not live without your love. God, as we share that love with others, we pray that you would show us, that we might touch those people who need it. There are those who are struggling so deeply in ways that we don't even know. So help us just to be aware as we're in conversation with people. Help us to be kind. Help us to be non-judgmental and loving. Help us to be Christian. That's what you would call us to be. You know the names in our hearts. You know all the situations. We lift those up. We do thank you that you are back with us today. We thank you for your healing presence that you have been and will continue to be in their lives as they go through this time of restoration and rehabilitation. We thank you that you're with us right now. We pray that indeed, your healing would be complete so that the story that she has to tell will be one that she can shout from the mountaintop. And we thank you that she is the person who will do that. Thank you for having brought her into our midst. Precious God, as we continue to worship here in this place, we pray that you would touch our hearts. That you would allow us to go back out into this world and somehow make a difference. For the world is struggling. The world is in trouble. For the world has turned its back on you and thinks that they know it all. Help us, Lord. Claim us. Redeem us. Love us. Help us to hear your word as we continue to worship here together. Maybe in a brand new, surprising way that we've never thought of before. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. And we do pray this prayer that he taught us so very, very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.